When someone is healing emotionally and physically, do people always get worse before they get better?
And this is along the lines when people perceive that we say things are hard. And so we would say to you that we have been witnessing through tapping for many years now, many different tappings, that we have heard the way that we have taught truth in the past is not really as supportive as we would like it to be. And so in truth, it is that which we have spoken of before. Once something has taken form on earth, be it an emotional thought form, be it an emotional pattern, be it a mental thought form, be it mental chemistry, brain chemistry, biology, be it an inanimate object, be it a habit of expectation. Once it is already developed in form, there is a dismantling. It is only the person's perception of things being worse. It is only the perception of hard or easy, good or bad, right or wrong, that makes you experience time and pain. And so if you could look instead of everything supporting you, your experience of that which is perceived as worse would not literally feel worse. So it is a concept of time that makes pain real here. And yet, you can play with presence. You can play with positive expectation. You can tell your story in a very powerful way. And you will have a completely different experience of what worse is. And so we would like to remind you, as we were speaking before, that whatever you experience in the process of undoing old pain, old belief, old expectation, old experience of discomfort and limitation, in the undoing of that mentally, emotionally, physically, it may seem worse. And yet we would love to assure you, reassure you, and point you in the thought process that had you not chosen to change your mind, had you not chosen to change your desire, if you had not chosen to awaken yourself and desire a different experience, what you would experience in the old way of contributing to that which is in form would be, in your words, worse. And so it is a paradoxical question. And nobody can say one thing is worse than another except the individual. And so many of you say, I want to feel energy. Many of you say, I want to know I'm on track. Many of you say, I want evidence and proof. And then when you feel something, you decide it feels worse. And so we say that is only a description and you can change your mind on it. And there is a saying that pain does exist on earth, and it is true. There are physical discomforts, and yet suffering or the perception of hard or worse is very optional. And so we're not sure that we are giving you an answer that supports you other than we would ask you to define it yourself. Is it not better to know that you are undoing something that has existed a long time? Is it not better to have evidence of energy and biology and chemistry changing? Or would you be aware and would you stay enthused if you felt nothing? And we would like to offer you more on that. You have a perception, it appears to us, that you believe that there is a good feeling place and there is a bad feeling place, and that you are in either one or the other. And that you know that you have resolved or healed or changed or evolved if you feel good. And we would say to you, that is not exactly how that works. The way that it works is that whether you have healed, whether you are healthy, whether you have money, whether you win the lottery, whether you meet somebody that you love, disengage with somebody who is chaotic, that does not give you happiness. That does not give you rightness. The only way for you to be in the experience of happiness and rightness is to choose it with the thought, choose it with the mind, choose it as something that you desire. All the other things continue to happen. There are ups and downs, ebbs and flows, on and off, black and white, hot and cold. All of that continues to happen. The only way you can perceive that you are right, to perceive that you are happy, is to choose that through the mind. Choose that through the way that you tell your story. Choose that way through the way you see your adventure of your evolution. Everything else is just a perception of it's this or it's that. And we understand that you would have that natural inclination to think that way because you are in an experience of contrast. And yet there are many degrees between all contrasts. There are many levels of worse and better. There are many experiences between where you are and where you want to go. And there is no end game. There is no nirvana that you are seeking. You are seeking simply that which you have not yet integrated at a mental level. You are seeking to fall in love with the journey and the evolution of yourself. And we are glad that these are recorded so that you might listen back. And we do understand and we do know that we give you a massive amount of information on one subject. And then even after the evening has ended, we think of so many other ways we could have spoken to you. And there's so much we desire to give you. And yet it is in the exchange that we are learning. And so when you listen to the audios, the videos, when you hear these things, when you see them transcribed and you think about them and you think about them and you think about them and you begin to integrate them, we receive that information and it will become easier for us to guide you more easily. And those of you who are showing up as we are learning with you, we are creating an energetic field that will allow many people to think more easily. And we have discovered that all the protocols that you have used about emotion, about physical healing, about diet, about meditation, about exercise, they are not giving you that which you are seeking, because the truth of it is you are here to use your consciousness. And never before on earth have you been able to create positive change so rapidly, and it is through your consciousness. There is no longer on your planet one right or wrong for many people. All of it is rapidly changing. The diet that did serve you 2 years ago may not serve you next year. The way of thinking, the way of showing up, the way of working could have served you at one time and does not serve you as you evolve. Because all of you who are listening, who are accessing our teachings, you are all overachievers. You are all evolving so quickly that you cannot keep up with yourselves. And yet your mind, the way that you have learned on earth is that there is a right answer. And we would love you to let that go. And know, practice presence and patience. Practice the presence in that, what is right for me now? And practice learning how to think so that you're so skilled, you don't even have to stop. You can flow, you can zig and zag, you can ebb and flow so easily with such grace that never again do you need to use words like hard and difficult, worse or better. That would be the goal that we would encourage you to seek.